Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, December 7th, here to discuss some NBA player props. I know we usually go on Fridays, but I made the executive decision of starting to go twice a week for the NBA player props. It's a fun market always to talk about every single week, but hey, I said, why not get some more winners out there for the PropCast and for the NBA, as NBA is in full swing now. Joining me, as usual, to break down the NBA player props. You guys know him on the College Basketball Experience, the College Football Experience, just the College Experience overall. Of course, also on the NFL Gambling Podcast, it's Ryan McIntyre. Ryan, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
Nothing much, Moon off. Ready to talk some more props. Like you said, we're doubling the fun this week, going Wednesday and Friday, so let's go.
Yeah, we'll start going twice a week now, at least for the NBA player props here. So we'll go Wednesdays and Fridays for sure, and then obviously we always have the NFL PropCast as well. So now's the time, if you're an NBA prop bettor, you probably want to hit that subscribe button for the PropCast if you haven't already. We'll also drop it on the NBA feed as well, but do us a favor. Subscribe, like the the PropCast feed. And if you're already on Apple and are not on Spotify, do us a favor and subscribe to not only our show, but all the shows happening across the network on Spotify. That's a real solid to grow on the charts there. So, yeah, twice a week now, NBA full swing, like I mentioned here, Ryan. Some injuries that have occurred and some guys coming back. Obviously, the big one, I think, was Chris Middleton coming back for the Milwaukee Bucks. Also, James Harden made his return for the Philadelphia 76ers. And then there was one more injury note that I forgot which one I was going to mention. But let me dig that up and kind of get your thoughts on what you've kind of seen maybe over the past couple of weeks here for the NBA prop. Sorry, NBA prop. Guys, for the NBA season here, what's kind of stuck out to you?
I think the main thing that's really stuck out in the NBA so far this year is how good some of these teams are in terms of the Bostons, the Milwaukees, Phoenix. I know last year was a disappointing end of the year, but they're really good once again. New Orleans, I love the New Orleans team. It came on strong in the playoffs, and they've continued that momentum this year. And then some of these teams in the bottom tier that are just so bad defensively, San Antonio, Houston, Orlando, and Detroit, and you could go on and on. So I think that's the main thing, is the better teams in the NBA are really good defensively versus the teams that aren't. And they're maybe this is a youth thing with kind of building, getting to know, getting acclimated with playing in the NBA versus college basketball, maybe transitioning the defensive 3 second rule where you can't just stand in the paint and play zone at times. So I think that's the main thing that stood out so far to me.
Yeah, and it's really like you look at the young teams, right? Like you just mentioned those teams there. San Antonio, young team. Houston Rockets are the second youngest team just behind, I believe, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are the youngest team in the entire association. And, you know, I think the cliche goes in sports, whether that's NFL, whether that's NBA, even MLB, you can throw into that mix as well, is that defense wins championships. And I think when we saw last season in the NBA with the Warriors and the Boston Celtics, is that despite them being great offensive teams, those two teams, I believe, were top three at the end of the year in defensive efficiency. And that's what really is going to win you games, not only during the regular season, but in the playoffs, to win championships here, Ryan. So yeah, you're spot on, man. You take a look at some of the better defense in the league. That's why they have the winning records, and obviously teams that, you know, aren't playing defense or maybe quote unquote tanking or whatever the case might be are in the bottoms of the league. The teams that you mentioned there for sure. Also did see the return, like the two players that I forgot to mention for the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, had also make their return for the Los Angeles Lakers in that game against the Charlotte Hornets. We saw Kawhi Leonard hit that game-winning shot with about 1.4 seconds left. But they are not on the injury report here tonight. So hopefully this is now the time that we're going to start seeing Paul George and Kawhi Leonard be on the floor for the Clippers, because, look, you don't want to fall too far behind in the standings in the Western Conference, where it's really tight there, Ryan. I think like 1 through 10 are only separated by 2.5-3 games.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. I think we can all speak on this. We'd love to see the Clippers at full strength with Leonard, George, John Wall. Like, they, ever since Kawhi Leonard got there, it feels like there's always one injury, and usually it happens right before the playoffs or during the playoffs, or the crazy bubble year where kind of they just shut it down mentally. But yeah, no, I think back to the point that you just touched on with these good defensive teams in Golden State last year, like, people get enamored with Golden State's offense because they shoot a bunch of threes with Curry, Thompson, and it's entertaining to watch, but they're so disciplined defensively in their switches, and it's just, I mean, it really does get overlooked with how good they are offensively as well.
Yeah, it's crazy to look at. You know, you mentioned the bad defensive teams, San Antonio Spurs. So they're allowing this season an average of 121.3 points per game. The next closest team is the Oklahoma City Thunder, that are giving up 117.7.
It's not going to win.
And that's with OKC. Yeah, and OKC is still 11-13 on the season. They have a 3-game winning streak. So, yeah, San Antonio is definitely in full tank mode. But yeah, talked about the Clippers. I said, do you want to follow two back in the standings? But hey, look, they're still number 6 in the West. They have a winning record at 14-11. Now you're getting those two guys back, hopefully, here for the Clippers, and they're able to pick up some wins here, or at least stay healthy and be on the floor, whether that's in a limited capacity, it's on a minute's limitations. But we'll see what kind of transpires for those two guys. Anything else around the league, Ryan, before we get into our player props?
No, I'm with you. I think it's going to be entertaining to watch coming down or headed into the new year here soon.
Yeah, I think that's when people are now going to start paying attention to the NBA, with NFL winding down here, and then college football entering the bowl season, and that'll be pretty much over in that first week of the new year. So yeah, NBA is starting to peak on people's horizon here, I guess we can say. All right, let's get into our player props here, Ryan. We'll give you 3 player props each, and then we'll wrap it up with a best bet. So, Ryan, why don't you lead us off, my man? What's your first player prop for tonight?
So I'm going to go to a guy that's actually been struggling, and we mentioned it with the team that's really bad defensively, the Detroit Pistons. I'm going to take C.J. McCollum over 18.5 points. Looking at what he's done so far this month, he's only averaging 6 points a game, but his field goal attempts are there. He's currently shooting, 5 of 22 from the field. Before that, though, I mean, 15, 18, 23, 30. He was scoring. He's just not making shots right now. And look at what he's done against the Pistons in his career. He averages 23 for his career against the Pistons, including a couple 41s and 38-point performances. So I'm going to take him in a bounce-back spot against one of the worst defenses in the NBA.
Well, this was going to be my best bet for the day, so I'll just lead it off here with my best bet. I'll switch it up here. Yeah, I'm with you. It's kind of been a theme for me throughout this season here, Ryan, is just fading this Pistons defense.
Yeah.
Against the point guard position in particular, right? I mean, you just mentioned it that CJ McCollum right now is going to, you know, pretty much is the point guard for this team. And the Detroit Pistons, you kind of take a look at their numbers against that point guard position, right? They are statistically the worst defense against that point guard position. They're allowing 25.7 points. They're allowing 8.9 rebounds. So I'll lead off with my best bet. It was CJ McCollum. It's going to be points and assists combined here. I believe the number was 24.5 is what I got it at. Let me double check here. Yeah, 24.5. And you like, know, like you mentioned, yeah, you mentioned it as well, right? That they are struggling against the point guard position. But in particular, what really stuck out to me is what you said about his history against the Detroit Pistons, where he's had a lot of success. He's had, over at least over his last four games in his career, this was as a member of the Portland Trail Blazers. 41 points, 24 points, 26 points, and 28 points. So, and he's also, you know, getting the assist as well, especially in an offense like this for the Pelicans, where they have, you know, shooters like Trey Murphy. You have guys like, obviously, Zion Williamson that can catch those lobs. And I think this might be a tougher matchup here for Zion here tonight, with Isaiah Stewart being back for the Detroit Pistons and also having Marvin Bagley in there. Just some different looks to throw at Zion. He's still going to get his, but I think that CJ McCollum, you know, like we both mentioned here, should be able to get his against his Detroit Pistons perimeter defense. So I'm glad that you like it. It is my best bet, so I'll leave it off with my best bet. We'll save yours for last. So CJ McCollum. Ryan's going with the over 18.5 points, and I'm going to go points and assists combined over 24.5. Now, if your books only offers that points prop, I'm co-signing that obviously as well. So 18.5 points, I believe that number is going to be on the move. So hopefully you guys can get to that sooner rather than later. All right, Ryan, why don't you take us to your next player prop, bud? What do you got?
I am going to go to Ja Morant, actually. And like I said, we touched on the Thunder. They're young. Both these teams, the Grizzlies and the Thunder, play in top 10 pace. So I expect a lot of points. The game over under is actually 232.5. So I'm going to take over 38.5 points and assists for Ja Morant. I expect a high tempo game. And Ja Morant, just looking at what he's done recently, the other night, he had 33-10. I think this Grizzlies team is starting to hit their stride a little bit. Expectations were pretty high coming into the year, coming off the playoff run. So I think they're going to get better and better. And I think Ja Morant has a big night tonight.
Yeah, this is spot on. And if you kind of just look at the season-long stats for both of these teams, we'll start with Memphis here. Memphis on the season, number four in the entire league as far as points scored inside the paint at 56.1. Shockingly, OKC is better in that category at number two, where they're giving up, they're scoring 56.9. But I think the difference here, Ryan, is OKC is allowing 54.3 points per game inside the paint, which ranks number 27 out of 30 teams in the entire association. And we, you know, when we all watch Ja Morant play basketball, the one thing that sticks out about him is that he loves attacking the basket and getting to the basket, where that's, you know, highlight dunks or laying it up or getting those and ones. And I think that that's something that he's going to be able to take advantage of here tonight against the OKC Thunder team. I also had the stats in front of me that I was looking at earlier today. Is Ja Morant is number five in the entire league as far as points scored inside the paint. He only trails guys like Zion, Giannis, Anthony Davis. All those guys are big men, right? They're power forwards or centers. And Shea is actually number four on that list as well. So expect both SGA and Ja Morant to get to the basket at will. He talked about his assist as well, right? He likes getting his teammates involved. We've seen him be a little more passive early in games. And over his last five games here, Ryan, he's Ja Morant's averaging 8.8 assists. So yeah, I definitely love this play here for Ja Morant here tonight.
Yeah, I expect a lot of points in a high tempo game between two young teams that are entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I think these two teams matched up earlier this year, didn't they?
On the 18th, Morant didn't score as much, but he did have 11 assists.
Yeah. Yeah, I expect him to have a better scoring night here tonight. Let me see here. Yeah, he was only 5 of 20 from the field in that game. So definitely got the shot attempts up, but it's just about him to actually knocking them down for the Memphis Grizzlies. So, yeah, love it. All right, for my player prop number 2, I'll just stay in that same game. I'm going to go with Jaren Jackson Jr. over 7.5 rebounds here tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies. And again, we talk about this OKC Thunder team, and we kind of look at the construction of their roster, is that they don't have that traditional big man rim protector guy for this team. And this team is allowing the most. They are the worst rebounding team in the entire league, are the OKC Thunder. And over the course of this, or at least over the last 5 games, they are number 29 in opponent rebounds per game at right around 49 per game. But even if you look at their season-long stats here, Ryan, opponent rebounding, OKC consistent, number 29. So big men are having a lot of success against this OKC Thunder team, and rightfully so, like I mentioned, because they don't have that true big man that, you know, can give you rim protection or rebound the basketball. They're allowing to that power forward, or if you want to even throw in that center position. So it's a power forward position. They're allowing 13.5 rebounds per game. And then to the center position, they're allowing 17.2. I know they also do have Steven Adams at that center position for them, but I think that's going to be a game where we see more Triple J playing more minutes here tonight for the OKC Thunder. In his last game against the Thunder, he was able to grab, I believe it was 12 rebounds in that game against the Thunder. Let me see here. Yeah, back on that November 18th game, he finished that game with 25 points, 12 rebounds against the OKC Thunder. And this one is actually at plus money here, Ryan. So I'm going to take that all day if you're going to give me that. So Jaren Jackson Jr. of the Memphis Grizzlies, over 7.5 rebounds. That's currently listed around plus 115.
Yeah, I like that play as well. Looking at what Jaren Jackson, like you said, has done over the last couple games, he's really rebounded the ball well. And, I mean, I think taking overs against this Oklahoma City team is a safe bet.
Yeah, especially like you mentioned, right? We're seeing two teams that play at a high pace. The books are expecting a lot of points. So obviously you're going to be seeing a lot more shot attempts and opportunities for rebounding as well. So I'll gobble that up every single day of the week. All right, before we continue our player props here, let me tell you guys about our presenting sponsor, WynnBET, and where you can actually get down on these player props. And if you're ready to win money and boost your odds, WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips with Wynn Rewards on WynnBET. Looking to get involved in the same game parlay? WynnBET is your home with their WynnBET Build Your Own Bet, letting you customize the bet you want to make. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. WynnBET has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet 100, win 100. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. So they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you're someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, Ryan, take us to your next player prop. What do you got?
So I'm going to go to my favorite team that I like to take unders with, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm going to take under for the rookie, Keegan Murray, under 10.5 points. I feel like I touch on this every time we talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. They're as good as anybody defensively. Their length at the 3, 4, 5 positions really bother their opponents. And, I mean, look at Keegan Murray. The last couple games, he has shot the ball well. But before that, he had a couple games where he scored only 3, 4, and 2. I think this is kind of a welcome to the elite company game for Keegan Murray playing the Milwaukee Bucks. So I'm going to take the under for the rookie, under 10.5. I think they keep him in single digits.
I really, really like this play here, Ryan, because you take a look at the – let's just have this in front of me. So he's played 10 games on the road so far this season, and he's only gone over this projection twice. And that was early in October, which was against the Golden State Warriors. He had 16 points, and then against Charlotte, October 31st, 12 points. But since then, the Sacramento Kings have played, let's see here, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 road games, and he hasn't gone over this projection or even gotten even close to it. So I definitely liken it. For whatever reason, he's seen a decrease in minutes as well here, Ryan, because early on in October, he was getting 35.6 minutes per game. In the month of November, I know he did miss some time, but he was only averaging 26 minutes per game. And yeah, it's pretty much stayed at 26 minutes per game. So, and you talked about, right, the Bucks defensively are one of the best teams in the league here. So, yeah, I love this play. Under 10.5 for Keegan Murray here on the road against the he did have 23 against the Clippers, but like you mentioned, they're going up against a better defensive team here, and I think that they'll be able to limit what he's able to do here tonight.
Yep.
All right. Since we're in that game, I'll stay in that game as well. I play in there. I got to go square here. Giannis points and rebounds over 42.5 against this Sacramento Kings team here tonight. And look, Giannis is coming off of the birthday. I'm sure everybody watched the videos and stuff like that. But I think the key thing here is that as great as the Milwaukee Bucks are defensively, the Sacramento Kings really don't have that size and athleticism to slow a player down like Giannis, right? And so far this season, I think this is another stat that kind of stuck out to me. We talked about with Ja Morant and how he's going to be able to get to the basket at will and how bad the OKC Thunder team is at defending the paint. The Sacramento Kings are right there in that category as well. Kings are allowing 52.6 points inside the paint, which ranks number 25 out of 30 teams in the league. And to no one's surprise, Giannis is number one in points scored inside the paint, averaging close to 20 per game. And again, Giannis, we know he can play that hybrid role of playing the 3, 4, or the 5, primarily is in that 4 or 5 position for the Milwaukee Bucks, but the Kings are allowing opposing centers and power forwards to average close to 25 rebounds per game. And in the last two matchups versus the Sacramento Kings, Giannis is averaging 37 points and 14 rebounds for the Milwaukee Bucks. So, number one, I expect him to have an easy time getting to the basket here tonight. He's coming off of a birthday. I expect Giannis to have a big night here tonight against his interior defense of the Kings. So take Giannis's points and rebounds combined here, Ryan, over 42.5.
You're not going to get an argument from me whenever you take a prop on Giannis. I mean, the guy's a beast. Look at what he did recently, 34-13, before that 37-13, 30-11. I mean, the guy just continues to plug along. And like you said, I think the Sacramento team, this is kind of a step up in competition, a step up in their weight class. I expect a big night from Giannis. Yes, it is a little worrisome. He is coming off the birthday, and looks like he had a good time. Good for him. He's well earned, I should say. But yeah, no, I'll take the over with Giannis as well.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you can't take. I think the one thing that is just that paint defense for the Kings. It's when I see a team that he's going up against that doesn't defend the paint very well, I really want to take advantage of that with Giannis. Why don't I give my last player prop here, and then we'll get into your best bet since I already gave it out. So my last player prop was going to be Anthony Edwards over 26.5 points here tonight. This is another game that has a big total between the Pacers and the Timberwolves. And a game, like I mentioned, might see a lot of points here. Anthony Edwards, I think, is going to have to be that guy here tonight for the Minnesota Timberwolves. We know Karl Anthony Towns is missing time here for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and rightfully so. The numbers are up in the two games so far for Anthony Edwards without Karl Anthony Towns in the lineup. It's crazy to see that Anthony Edwards is averaging 38.5 minutes per game in those two games without Karl Anthony Towns, but that number has pretty much been consistent for him all season long, where he's playing heavy minutes. He's also averaging 20 shot attempts in those two games without Karl Anthony Towns so far this season, and he has also gone over this projection in two out of the last three games for the Wolves, where I believe he finished up with 29 points each. So I think we're still getting a discount here of a couple of points for Anthony Edwards. I think eventually, when he is going to start scoring a lot more points, we'll see that number probably adjusted to 27.5, possibly 28.5 for Anthony Edwards, because he is just that type of dynamic scorer. Also, Pacers are allowing opposing shooting guards to average close to 28 points per game. I know it's like right at that tipping scale, but I think the thing that sets it apart is because of the number of minutes that Anthony Edwards is playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I'm going to bank on Anthony Edwards having a good scoring night here tonight for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I'm taking over 26.5 points for Anthony Edwards here tonight, Ryan.
Yeah, and you touch on it. I mean, he's been rolling in the last five games, averaging 27. But most importantly, for a prop like this, he is getting his FGAs up. Yeah, he does not lack confidence, Anthony Edwards. So I expect another big night from him against the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, hopefully you're expecting big things here from Anthony Edwards here tonight. All right, Ryan, take us into your best bet to close out the PropCast here for Wednesday. What do you got as your best bet?
So I'm going to go with an under, and I'm going to go to a guy that had a great night the other night, actually. Markelle Fultz, his fourth game of the year that he played the other night, and he had, I just had it up, he had against the Milwaukee Bucks 20-5, or 20-2, and I'm going to take the under 16.5 against this L.A. Clippers defense that I think is starting to get right a little bit with Jackson, George, and Leonard at that perimeter defense. I think this is a tough matchup for Markelle Fultz with their length. So I'm going to take the under 16.5. I don't think he could put back-to-back games together quite yet.
Yeah. I think the other thing for the Magic is that they kind of have a logjam at that point guard position as well. I know, I believe Jalen Suggs is going to be out for this game. We also got the injury report earlier. Let me just double check. But yeah, I think you're right. I think Jalen Suggs is out. So I know they got Cole Anthony back. You know, maybe it's a big game for Cole Anthony, but I think it's going to be difficult. You're right, for Markelle Fultz to put, you know, back to back games together for the Orlando Magic. And I think for the Clippers, they also know that they gave up 117 points.
Yeah,
in their last game to the Charlotte Hornets. So you're going to expect a better defensive effort from that team. And, you know, again, both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are playing here tonight for this team. And those are two of your better defensive players. And I think they're going to do what it takes to kind of slow down Markelle Fultz and that offense. They also defend the paint very well, right? You have Ivan Zubac in there who can provide, you know, rim protection. And at that point, you're kind of trusting Markelle Fultz to knock down some shots. Not sure I can do that. He did hit 2 out of 4 three-point shots against the Milwaukee Bucks, but outside of that, his primary scoring really does come around inside the paint, where I think that these Clippers have that paint protection with Ivan Zubac. And they, again, like you mentioned, they have a lot of great wing defenders as well. So I will coast on that with you. Under 16.5, it's just points, or it's points and assists?
Points and assists. Okay. I just think that it's a tough matchup for the Magic against this Clippers team. You mentioned it with their length and their athleticism on the defensive end, getting Kawhi and Paul George back as well. And like I said, with Fultz as well, he's struggling in his career to put back-to-back good nights together. So, I'm gonna fade him in this situation, I think.
Yeah, he's only done that, obviously, once, which was in the last game, like you mentioned, against the Milwaukee Bucks. And again, this might be a time or a situation where he may be on a minutes restriction, because he did play 32 minutes, and you're able to sneak in number one, that it may turn into a blowout for the Clippers, and there's no reason to put Markelle Fultz out there to just to re-injure himself, and they just might call it a night here. So again, the possibilities are always there for unders in the NBA game. All right, so just kind of recap. I know we shuffled a little bit. So best bet for Ryan, it's going to be Markelle Fultz points and assist for Markelle Fultz under 16.5. And then for my best bet, CJ McCollum points and assist over 24.5 here tonight to round out our best bets and our player props here. Ryan, that's it, my man. Anything else you want to get off your chest for the NBA, or anything else you want to mention?
No, I'll be on the NFL gambling podcast later this afternoon, previewing what? What are we in now? Week number 14?
14, is it? Yep.
Yep, 14. And then obviously every night, College Basketball Experience, come join us, the midnight show.
Yeah, if you need some late night
entertainment,
action or entertainment, to even get ahead of the lines,
yep.
Check out Colby, check out Ryan on the College Basketball Experience every single night at midnight Eastern. These guys are going through the games for the following day in the college ranks. So, definitely check them out there. Make sure to follow Ryan on Twitter at @moneyline_Mac. Follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. And again, make sure you're subscribed to the PropCast, whether that's on Spotify or whether that's on your respective podcast players, wherever you may listen to it. We'll be here twice a week for the NBA player props. Ryan, anything else, bud?
That's it, man. Looking forward to being back, on Friday?
Yeah, we'll be back Friday for the NBA player props. And then me and Rod will be doing the Thursday night football player props later today as well. So definitely look out for that. All right. Good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride.